The first thing you do every morning sets the tone for the rest of your day. Put God first each morning with 7 minutes of daily wisdom and peace. This free devotional by Dr. Rod Parsley provides wisdom every morning with an enriching and encouraging devotion from the book of Proverbs and peace every evening from the book of Psalms. Call the number on your screen and ask for today's free offer. Start and finish your day right with 7 minutes of daily wisdom and peace. It's our free gift to you.
Our problem is we don't know what time it is. We don't know who we are. We don't know why we're here. That's why we're so shocked all the time. Everybody right now, doesn't make any difference to me what side of the political spectrum you're on. I'm a Samuel. I stand between both. And the first thing I say to both of them is y'all both wrong. I expect today, under the sound of my voice, for there to be transformative change. And if you don't think you need to change, you the very one God talked to me for 36 hours about. It's not the deacon, it's not the elder, it's not the preacher, it's me, oh God, it's me. It starts with me, it ends with me. Now draw a circle around. Today, you take authority over everything inside that circle. Outside of that circle is none of your responsibility. We got everybody trying to fix the world and they ain't fixed their own mind. I said, we got everybody trying to fix the government and they can't govern their own home. I have to say it. Your adversary is about to encounter a God with whom he cannot contend. No, no. Everybody in this building right then and in Elkhart and watching online should have ripped a pew up, should have thrown a chair across the coffee table, should have danced around your house. It's time and high time for a timid faith to be rejected, because a timid faith will be intimidated, and I have had it. I'm not going to sit down and take it. I ain't going to the back of the bus for nobody. My daddy on the bus line, I will sit where I please. Get thee behind me, Satan. You can't have my home, you can't have my mind, you can't have my body, you can't have my vision, you can't have my clarity, you can't confuse me, you can't stop me, you can't block me, you can't hinder me. All you can do is incite me. Somebody just tell the devil, you hadn't ought to have done that. There's a devil loose. There's a devil loose. Be seated. So let's begin right here. Isaiah, the thundering prophet. Isaiah, the most prolific and prophetic of all the thundering voices of the Old Covenant. He saw further. He understood more. He had more revelation. Isaiah, because he had to get to the point where he knew the God that he had been for 20 years prophesying about. You didn't hear a word this preacher said. We got a whole lot of prophets that don't know him. Just because you can, thus saith the Lord, and even say what you may have heard him say does not mean you know him. Because you can sing like Jabari doesn't mean you know him. Because you can usher with the best ushers does not mean you know him. Because you got a title before your name, deacon, elder, prophet, evangelist, pastor, apostle, potentate. I don't care. It does not mean you know him. It is far past time that we must no longer be satisfied with a revelation, with a knowledge of somebody else's revelation of him. I'm gonna walk you through it again because we're about to ascend. Somebody shout, I'm about to ascend. Somebody say, I'm about to get up on out of here. Somebody say, you got a pickup truck? You got some duct tape? Because I'm about to move right on up out of the shallow spiritual flatlands of mundane, mediocre Christianity. I'm about to ascend the mountain and have my face shine when I come down up out of here. And a hush fell over the crowd. Isaiah 52, verse 7. Yeah. How beautiful. Where? On the mountains. Do you know where your feet are supposed to be? On the mountain. And you don't have to go through the next valley to get to the next mountain. Because he said he would make your feet like hinds' feet. That doesn't mean behind. A hind is a type of a deer antelope. A hind drunk jumps from one mountain top to another mountain side to traverse that mountain. He is not a lowland dweller. Well, Pastor, he the lily of the valley. He is, you not. There's only one reason for you to be in a valley ever. Because there's a giant down in there. God told you to go down there, take his head off, defeat him, dethrone him, get up on top of him, give the praise to God, and then get up the out of there. Some of y'all love the valley. You love it. You talk about it. You tweet about it. Well, things is bad. I think they're going to get worse. I don't know what I'm going to do. Instead of saying, what am I going to do? Why don't you lay your foot, put your foot down, push your blade back, and lift your hands to heaven and say, what you about to do about this? And if you were not a servant but a friend, you would have already known. Our problem is we don't know what time it is. We don't know who we are. We don't know why we're here. That's why we're so shocked all the time. Everybody right now, doesn't make any difference to me what side of the political spectrum you're on. I'm a Samuel. I stand between both. And the first thing I say to both of them is y'all both wrong. Whether it's spiritually, whether it's philosophically, whether it's a person in entertainment, which is a whole lot of preaching, if it's a preacher or a system, if you hadn't exalted it so high and given it a place that it had no business being in on the throne of your life, it wouldn't have fallen so far and you wouldn't have been so disappointed. So I'm going to talk to you now about the mountains where you ought to tread. Beautiful on the mountains of the feet, what is now we're shooting at used to be under our feet. We're trying to have victory over what at one time we walked on top of that bring good tidings. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Twitter has become the showplace of judgment of people you don't even know. That publishes, watch, underline, salvation. That says to Zion, your God reigneth. Revelation chapter 19, verse 5. A voice out of the throne saying, praise our God, all you his servants. All ye that fear him, small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of great multitude, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, hallelujah, here it is, the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. I dare you to say it. The Lord God in 2021 reigns. He reigned in 2020. He reigned in 2019. He reigned in 1719. He reigned in 1819. He will be reigning until he grabs the reins of that steaming white stallion, slaps its lathered sides, appears in the sky, and jerks us out of here. Quit your whimpering, quit your crying, quit your trying to figure it out. Reason is what you do when you are faithless. It is the Lord that raises one up, and the Lord that sits another down. Whose kingdom are you in? And I don't know what we're going to do. Oh, the poor church. I wonder what's going to happen in the church. I don't know. It's going to be the greatest year the Church of the Living Christ has ever known. God Almighty possesses all dominion. We don't like that. Let me parenthetically insert this. He is sovereign. Oh, and every faith teacher in America just swallowed their tongue and changed the channel. He's sovereign. He was, he is, he will be sovereign. Psalm 47:8. God reigneth over the heathen. Every insurrectionist, every rioter, every hate-filled bigot, every racist, every accuser of the brethren, they're on his leash. He will not always strive with men. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. He reigns over the heathen. Let me give you some more. Let's see. What else does he reign over? Oh, Psalm 93:1. The Lord reigneth clothed in majesty and strength. The world is established. I just shouted all over my study. The world cannot be moved. He reigns over the world. He reigns over the nations. Let us say among the nations, the Lord God reigneth. Psalm 97:1, he reigns over the earth. Psalm 99:1, he reigns over all the people on the earth. Revelation 11:15, he reigns over time. He can stop the sun if it serves his purpose. How big is your God? We are living every moment of every second of every day in our Father's world. Stomp your feet. Say, I'm living in my Father's world. This is His. Every place the sole of my foot touches belongs to me. And I ain't giving up no ground. I'm stepping over the line, out of my comfort zone. I'm invading enemy held territory with the love of God. But how does the Lord God omnipotent reign? Oh, I know everybody thinks, you know, we get those heavenly notions. When the hallelujah chorus is struck up every year at Yuletide, everybody thinks of the loftiness and the grandeur of heaven. He reigns from heaven to earth now. Somebody, somewhere, is supposed to be saying, thy kingdom, but we can't say it because we don't even know what that means. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Now, here, on earth, in my life, as it is concurrently being accomplished in heaven. Well, it looks like God would do something. It looks like He would. It looks like you would. It looks like we would. If we could ever get the church to come together around anything, we're moving in all the wrong ways. His message is divinely unique, therefore it is uniquely divine. The gospel, think about it. The gospel is separate. The gospel is other. The gospel is holy. Holiness equals purity. Purity equals power. Holiness equals power. I'm not talking about the length of your sleeves. I'm talking about holiness unto the Lord now and forever. And what is that? That we have come out from among them. That we are a separate people. That we are governed by His word, led by His spirit, exalted by His Christ. That's who we are. That's our identity. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the most powerful force on earth. No political, no social, no psychological, no philosophical thought, no word, no manuscript, no message, no law, no decree has ever possessed the mighty transformative power of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and it never will. The gospel alone can pierce into the true depths of the human heart with divine truth and cause to come to pass. He that believes in Jesus shall become a new creature, a new species of being that has never been before. Not you trying to be
better.
God never told you to be better. And this is the problem in the modern church. We have decisions without conversions. You tell me you're a Christian and you bear no fruit. You're ugly and mean. You're angry and accusative. You have a know-it-all spirit because you read somebody's blog. Old things pass away. This is the glorious gospel. America, broken-hearted friend, wounded soul, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Oh, there is a balm in Gilead that makes the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead today that heals the sin-sick soul.
Why on earth would anyone choose anything other than God's blessing? It's all a matter of placing God first. That's where it all begins. This very first month of the year is God's appointed time for you to direct divine activity. There's always something we can do to release the flood tide of God's blessing perpetually for the rest of the year. And I believe as we set the parameters in the first year of a new decade for the entire decade, that's why it's so very vitally important that you listen. There's always something we can do that would hold the blessing of God back. Exodus 34:26 gives us the key. First, fruits, not second, not third, not leftover, first fruits. It's specifically commanded to be delivered to God's house so a blessing can be released in your house when you give your best, whether it's one day or one month's increase. Your first fruit seed announces that your trust, not someone else, not the person in front of you in the pew in church, that your trust is that God will supply every single need and overflow much more for the rest of the year. It's a perpetual seed that will release a perpetual harvest. And so many have already called today and thank God for it. I want the blessing of God in your life. Many have gone to rodparsley.com already today. And I know God is going to so bless your obedience. But now, what about you? Your step of faith is as close as your phone. Now listen, that's either somewhere on your person or laying right next to you. God's a God of timing. God of season. Right at the beginning of this brand new year, do as God has directed and release His blessing. That you've been obedient and God's blessing is released by what He does when you obey. Call now. Call with your first fruits seed. Send your letter to me in the mail or just log on right there. That secure website, rodparsley.com.
Make the decision not to begin 2021 tethered to the pains and problems of last year. What you do this month sets the trajectory for the whole year. God's desires are plain and His priorities are paramount. God wants to bless you. When you act in faith and sow your first fruits offering, you've put first things first. Today, honor God with your first increase of 2021. Some offer God one day's increase, others 1 week. Seek out what you should sow, but make it your best. When you give your first fruits offering of any size by January 31st, you'll receive this gorgeous flip chart for your desk or countertop, new every morning. life-giving scripture and teaching from Dr. Rod Parsley's heart, and First Aid, Placing God First, an inspiring three-message series to guide you to walk in blessing this year. Remember, God wants to bless you in 2021. All He asks is that you put Him first and honor Him with a first fruits offering. Call now with yours. Use rodparsley.com or write to the address on your screen. Do it today. Your first fruits offering is confirmation you place first things first.
The first thing you do every morning sets the tone for the rest of your day. Put God first each morning with 7 minutes of daily wisdom and peace. This free devotional by Dr. Rod Parsley provides wisdom every morning with an enriching and encouraging devotion from the book of Proverbs and peace every evening from the book of Psalms. Call the number on your screen and ask for today's free offer. Start and finish your day right with 7 minutes of daily wisdom and peace. It's our free gift to you.
Your destiny centers on being a true world changer. It requires access to a specific anointing coupled with superior education.
Why wait? Start your journey to be a world changer on a campus where fun meets purpose. With new scholarships just added and federal financial aid for qualifying students, it's never been easier to become the world changer God has called you to be. Call the number on your screen or visit valorcollege.edu. Valor Christian College, where world changers are made.
Listen, I can't begin to tell you how much I appreciate your faithfulness, your prayers. More than 30 years, many of you and myself have been together right here on Breakthrough. You know, I've been going back through the archives. You should do that. Such great ministry there for you. And watching the hand of God right here on Breakthrough for more than 30 years, one of the greatest blessings of my life. Thank you for making all that possible, for the millions that we've reached together. Be sure to join me now on January 31st. Hope you've got it on your calendar or in your phone. 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 Pacific, on Facebook Live or rodparsley.com, where we'll be live. So we can believe God together, you and me, for His absolute blessing to be released all year long. Be sure to send your prayer request to me for the new year. Those dreams you've held in your heart, they've been there long enough. Time for them to manifest. I want to add my faith to yours for God to do what He does, always hear and always answer. So put those requests in the mail to me. Do it today, or just pick up that phone, share them with a prayer partner, or simply log on rodparsley.com, and I'll get them that way.